This is Deacon Matt, filling in for Father Jack today. Our gospel for today, for the Feast of the Transfiguration, comes to us from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 17, verses 1 through 9. Jesus took Peter, James, and his brother John, and led them up a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became white as light. And behold, Moses and Elijah appeared to them, conversing with him. Then Peter said to Jesus in reply, "Lord, it is good that we are here. If you wish, I will make three tents here, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." While he was still speaking, behold, a bright cloud cast a shadow over them. Then from the cloud came a voice that said, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." When the disciples heard this, they fell prostrate and were very much afraid. But Jesus came and touched them, saying, "Rise and do not be afraid." And when the disciples raised their eyes, they saw no one else but Jesus alone. As they were coming down from the mountain, Jesus charged them, "Do not tell the vision to anyone until the Son of Man has been raised from the dead." Peter, James, and John are privileged to go with Jesus atop the mountain where he is transfigured in front of them. What an amazing sight it must have been. Jesus talking with Moses and Elijah right before their very eyes. They are overwhelmed and are in awe at what is happening. This is the way Jesus is with each of us. When we least expect it, he gives us a wonderful dose of his grace to strengthen us in our walk with him. This is a privilege, however. It isn't simply for us to look at and admire. It is a call to respond to his invitation of love. Jesus was calling these three apostles to a deeper level of love and trust in him. He is doing so with us, too. Seeing all of this, the apostles are in awe and don't know what to say. Peter feels the need to say something, although it seems he really didn't know what he was saying. Often, in our own spiritual life, we can struggle with the temptation to say too much. In this gospel passage, we hear the words of the Father, "This is my Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." Christ is calling us to listen attentively to his words and not to feel that we need to have something to say. He is looking for a response in action more than words. When his transfiguration is over, Jesus gets the three apostles up. This experience was beyond them. Yet Jesus is teaching them about his true nature, his divine nature. They don't have to be able to explain it or understand it fully. They need to act in faith. This is what we are called to do, to act in faith. There is no time for us to be afraid of what the future will bring. We must get up out of our comfort zones and listen to Christ in faith. There is so much for us to do and so little time in which to do it. We need to make use of every instant to learn from the Lord himself through prayer and the sacraments, and to make a real difference in the world by bringing Christ's love to others so that they can know, love, and live for Christ.